Excited to look into Ezekiel 39. I was telling Brother Crowder as we're going to lunch today that I guess I'm working on 30 years. Walk on up here toward me, my friend. Working on 30 years that we've been, been in ministry together. We first went to Israel in 1980, and my math got to work, and that's 26 years ago. So we've been walking this way for some time, haven't we? And this morning I figured it out. During the tribulation period, there's going to be 10 battles. Now, I've heard him talk about the 10 tribulation battles for years and years. But this morning, in those 7 years, there's going to be those 10 battles taking place somewhere in the region. And it's sunk in. So every time we come, something new sinks in, brother. And tonight, we're excited about getting into the Word. Would you give a warm welcome to Dr. Crowder? Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. It's promotion Sunday. We're promoting a lot of things. We're promoting Gideon's. I like that. I just have to add a word about Gideon's because I'm excited about it. About long 1959, I was in San Ysidro, right on the Tijuana border. It was a tough revival, and it was a dead revival, and I was praying and praying. Nothing was happening. I prayed all day long, got up just to preach, and a young man in the back stood up and said, "Could I give a testimony?" And I said, "Sure." And he was alive. And he told about being in Portland, Oregon, going to commit suicide. And there was a Gideon Bible there. He picked up the Gideon Bible before he shot himself and started to read, and he started to weep, and he gave his heart to the Lord. He took out a piece of a stationery and wrote his mother in Denver, Colorado, and said, "I have given my heart to the Lord reading a Gideon Bible." His mother was in Denver praying, and she took out a piece of paper and said, "I know by the Spirit of the Lord, before you get this letter, you will have given your heart to the Lord." And the letter's crossed in the mail. And I tell you, things broke in that meeting, and we had a revival, and it started with the testimony of this man and the Gideon Bible. And I want to thank you, brother, for your presentation, and it's good to be involved. Second thing we're promoting tonight is Israel. We're going to go to Israel. What an experience. I have two friends over here. One is my adopted son, Bill Whidden, has been with me. And Lady Elizabeth, next to Nellie Blue, was with me on a tour. This will be my 52nd tour to Israel that's coming up. But years ago, I became involved, one of the three men starting the MAPS program. In West Jerusalem, 2 years ago, after a 22-year program by the Assemblies of Canada, they bought in West Jerusalem, right in the heart of the city, a theater in the basement of a high-rise mall. When I say high-rise, the first five floors are shops. It's like a huge, huge hotel. And in the basement of theater, they paid $2.5 million for the theater. It's the largest fundamental church in Israel, Pentecostal Assemblies of God. And I was blessed to send this, my 13th team going. I led two. Greg Pischew from this church went on my second tour, and we're excited. Now, a little over a year ago, they bought the 14th floor, the entire floor, by a miracle. And I've sent men over, and we're going to dedicate it June the 2nd. So Lady Elizabeth is on the work team. And then we're doing footwork in the last of September from this church. We have a few seats open, and we're going to go on my 53rd trip. I have a little surprise for you. Nellie Blue, my wife, loves Israel. And I'm going to ask her to come and read some things she has written about Israel that just tear me up and open my heart. And if she'll come, what she has written is self-explanatory. And when she gets through reading, I don't know if I'll be able to preach or not, but I'll be ready to go to Israel, and that's for sure. This is my wife, Nellie Blue. I'll hold the microphone for you.
I don't know what he said while I was coming up here, but I want to say that from the time I was about 5 years old, I found that I shouldn't have emotionals. I shouldn't show emotion. And for the almost 70 years, around 70, and so some of these are some of the feelings, emotions that I had in Israel. I think that this first one was probably maybe around my 10th one. I've been about half as many times as he has. This is, I had been there enough that I was really excited about getting to go again. Oh, I feel such joy. I'm going home to Israel. I know we can't afford it, and I know it's bad time to leave my daughter Alice. We were having troubles in church. But I'm going to Bethlehem, to the shepherd's fields, to the manger, to Jerusalem, to the temple, to Golgotha, to the Wailing Wall, to the Galilee, to the hillside where he preached the Sermon on the Mount, into a boat on the Sea of Galilee, to Capernaum, to Nazareth, to Cana, to Gethsemane, to the Mount of Olives, to feeling a part of his early life, to dreaming of how it must have been, to thinking of him, to thinking of how it is going to be when he comes for his bride, when he returns, when we return with him to Armageddon, to the new Jerusalem, to the new earth and to heaven, to forever be with him. Oh, the joy inexpressible. I sat today on the hillside just out of Capernaum. There was no one else there except for Jesus. We looked for hours. We talked for hours. He told me about the years he spent in that area. He talked about the disciples and told me amusing incidents about some of them. Somehow we got to talking about friends. I guess it was when he talked about John, and he said John was a kindred spirit and smiled at me and said, yes, John was of the race that knew Joseph. That's from Anne of Green Gables. He continued, you know, kindred spirit friends are very rare. Your husband is an outgoing person and has a multitude of friends and a goodly number of close friends, but just a few kindred spirit ones. To be a close friend of his requires a deep love for me and for the work of my earthly kingdom. To be a kindred spirit necessitates a deep interest in my land, my chosen people, and, of course, and he smiled at me, books about them. I thought of Amos, Millard. Jesus looked out over the Sea of Galilee, nodded his head, and said, yes, Amos is one. He continued talking. Linfield's philosophy